February is Black History Month, and during Morning Edition on Michigan Radio, we're bringing you stories about pioneering Black Michiganders. I recently visited the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in Detroit. It's named for Elijah McCoy. McCoy was an inventor with more than 50 patents to his name. He's best known for inventing an automatic lubricator that was used on trains.
You know, we describe his inventions as assisting in lubrication.
That's Damian Porcari. He's the director of the patent office.
If you were an oiler crawling over steam engines at the time, you would describe his inventions as life-saving or arm-saving because you were moving around, you know, moving machinery and crawling all over it to lubricate these steam engine parts.
McCoy's parents escaped from slavery on the Underground Railroad, went to Canada, and eventually settled in Ypsilanti. To learn more about his life, I spoke with Herb Boyd. He's the author of Black Detroit, A People's History of Self-Determination. Boyd says racism limited McCoy's opportunities as a young professional.
You know, after going to Scotland as a teenager to become a mechanical engineer, came back to this country, was unable to get a job employed in his particular craft. The Michigan Central Railroad hired him as an oiler and as a fire person. So he's kind of forced into taking something that is kind of an inferior job.
I think it's worth noting to sort of anchor this in time that, you know, Elijah McCoy would have turned 20 just before the end of the Civil War in this time of great turmoil and great oppression for Black citizens in the U.S.
You talk about an inventor who is absolutely prolific. As you suggested, some 50 to 60 patents left, of course, the most important being what he did in the self-lubricating oiling device for the locomotive. It was such an interesting development, innovation, that many of these engineers, these conductors, began to ask, is this a real McCoy? And so many people feel that that's the origin of that particular term. However, there's a lot of controversy on that.
Was he able to profit from all of these inventions that he made?
Manufacturing companies made careers off of Elijah McCoy's innovations, his inventions. Only later in his life was he able to really take advantage of some of his innovations, some of his inventions. And, of course, you talk about countless number of inventions he had, including the ironing board and a lawn sprinkler and what have you. But by 1920, you see he's well along in his life. He's only 9 years from his death, that he finally gets his own manufacturing company together, the Elijah McCoy Manufacturing Company.
Today, the patent office in Detroit is named for him, and there's a plaque in Ypsilanti where his workshop was. Was he celebrated at all in his own time?
Before his death, I think he was highly respected among people who were in the industry. However, he's like a number of pioneers who have to overcome, you know, a number of obstacles and barriers in order to take their place in history. There's always the question of bigotry and prejudice and racism, discrimination African Americans had, you know, in that period of time. So some of those people are lost in history. We can talk about Elijah McCoy, but he was hardly singular in what he was doing. There were a number of others out there we're still discovering in terms of the breakthroughs and the pioneering efforts that they made.
Herb Boyd is the author of Black Detroit. He's also a professor at the City College of New York, and he joined me from NPR's Bureau in New York. Professor Boyd, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.